They made things plenty interesting along the way, but Team Saskatchewan fell just short of reaching the semifinal in male lacrosse at the Canada Summer Games. A pair of tough losses in the quarterfinal and first consolation game will now see Team Sask play for 7th place on Sunday morning. A trio of players with Moose Jaw Lacrosse Association are playing for Saskatchewan, with Mustang standouts Mason Williams and Kashton Seaborg joining former Moose Jaw and current Swift Current player Carter Mikulik in the tournament. Team Sask finished off their round robin with an 8-4 win over New Brunswick and 5-3 loss to Quebec for a 2-1-1 round robin record, good enough for 3rd place in their pool. They faced BC in their quarterfinal matchup and lost a close 8-5 decision before closing out their tournament with a 9-7 loss to Nova Scotia in their consolation game. Against New Brunswick, Team Sask held a 3-2 lead after the first period but poured in 4 goals in the second for a 7-3 edge and would never look back. Seaborg had a goal and an assist in the game, with his marker coming 4:38 into the first period. Mikulik also had a solid contest with 3 assists while Williams was held off the scoresheet. A tough second period was the difference in their game Thursday against Quebec, as they'd surrender 3 unanswered goals to trail 4-1. Back-to-back markers midway through the third made things interesting down the stretch, but Saskatchewan would be unable to get any closer. Mikulik contributed a goal and an assist, scoring the game's opening goal 2:46 into the proceedings, while Seaborg had a pair of assists. Saskatchewan's quarterfinal bout was as tough a loss as they come. After scoring 3 goals in the second period to tie the game 4-4, they'd surrender 4 straight goals in a 9-minute span in the third and BC would hold on for the win. Mikulik had an assist, Seaborg and Williams were held scoreless. The consolation contest against Nova Scotia was as back and forth as they come, with the score tied no less than 7 times through the 60 minutes. Nova Scotia would strike 8:37 into the third to take the lead once and for all, though, and would add an insurance marker with 5:36 remaining to close out scoring. Mikulik picked up 3 assists in the outing. Saskatchewan will now face the loser of Manitoba and New Brunswick to decide 7th place on Sunday at 8 a.m. Moose Jaw time.